Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
While we're on the topic of positions, what's your favorite sex position?
And truthfully, I was actually mad as fuck at him.
I didn't know you had one of those.
I was hiding.
Anyone have any dating updates?
I got in trouble.
We should talk about that.
And he's like, well, I could do three things right now. I could have a little sweet treat, I could have you, or I could have my bed.
I would have goosebumps. Oh. We have a new mic stand.
We do.
Oh, wait, okay, I was going to say that it looks nice.
It's this one here. I chucked the other mic stand that's been driving us nuts for literally months to the curb.
Okay, so this one seems good.
This is new. It's brand spanking new. So okay. We should have zero problems with the mic
stand. Fresh out of the box.
Just so people know, like, a lot of times in the episodes, I cut fully like 15 minutes from the episode because we're just struggling with the mic stand. But now...
because Colby's just silently sinking into the couch as the microphone
Colby's.
Droops.
I don't know why it's always Colby's microphone, and it just, like, the mic just slowly goes down. Anyway.
Colby's so, always got something wrong with that mic. She just pulled a giant hair off of it.
I don't know where that came from.
Was it yours? Like, what color was it?
It was brown, but I mean, it could have been any of ours.
That's true.
We're all brunettes.
Literally.
Well, I was going to say, when I sat down, like, the scene looks different from my vantage point of the floor.
It just doesn't look chaotic.
Yeah, it doesn't. It looks actually very official. Like, I actually was going to guess that yours was the new one.
Really?
Because it just, like, I don't know, maybe you set it up differently, but it just
her
looks...
Her angle of her mic.
It looks so erect.
Yeah, it's good. I can, like, sit up straight, so I'm not going to have back problems after this.
Oh, that needs to remind me to...
Yeah.
Arch that back, make that
wherever
ass
wherever you are, sit up straight, everyone.
I'm always leaning back slightly over here.
You're a leaner?
I guess. I feel like I have to be.
You don't have to be. Now you have the new mic stand.
I can be whoever I want.
Literally, you can just grab it and move it. The thing about the old one was once we got it to the certain angle where it would stay and not droop down, no one could touch it because then it would move again.
Yes, exactly.
Now I'm just used to this, so.
I love that for you.
It's fine.
When you sit on the couch at home and scroll on your phone, do you sit like that, like how you're sitting right now? Like feet up on the couch, like angled on a pillow.
No, I actually am a layer.
Oh, you're like a full layer.
Yeah, but I can lay, even though I'm enormous, I can lay in one square.
Oh, enormous. So you're like, I'm
like,
so cutesy.
My body is like so long, but I can curl up in like a tiny little ball and I can lay on one square of my couch.
Is that like how you watch TV?
Yeah, like okay. I lay on my side and watch TV, but I obviously have to be on an end. Sometimes we intentionally bought, since I have two roommates, we bought a couch that had three separate cushions so that nobody was ever having to sit in the crack in the middle, mm-hmm. because a lot of them either had two cushions or there weren't many that only had one, but we found one that had three. So there's like three distinct seats and there aren't too many occasions that all three of us are watching a show together, but then we rotate who goes in the middle.
I see.
And if I'm in the middle, I can't lay, obviously.
Yeah, that's true. The middle seat's the worst.
I'm not a big layer. I like to sit hunched over with my elbows on my knees.
Really?
Like, literally, I just sit. Ugh. It's terrible. No, I don't do it on purpose. I just, like, start out like that, and then I realize that I'm doing that when it's too late. And I
when
have,
you're
like,
really uncomfortable and your hands are asleep?
No, and then I, like, look at my knees, and if I'm, like, wearing shorts or something, there's, like, imprints from where my elbows were, like, on my legs. Like, I don't know why that's my position. Like, I have a full-on couch I can sprawl.
Yeah.
But I think when I start my scroll, I'm not planning on having a scroll, you know? I'm looking for one thing.
And then you're in a doom scroll.
Exactly.
See, I'm like a sit on the cushion, and then like my knees are kind of pressed into my chest, and my feet are kind of gripping the cushion.
Yep, I picture that.
Does that make sense?
So you curl up in a ball, but the opposite way. Like you curl in a ball into yourself.
So I'm like sitting up straight, but my feet are on the cushion directly in front of me. So my knees are kind of hugged into my chest. Yeah. And I'm like usually either wrapped around my knees.
Or like a velociraptor.
Yeah.
Or like...
That's like what's most comfortable for me. Like a little cannonball.
You're like perched.
Yeah. Wait, while we're on the subject of just positions, what are your sleeping positions?
Like, I thought you were going to ask something completely different. I was like, where is this going?
While we're on the topic of positions, what's your favorite sex position? No, but like sleeping positions. Because I think this says a lot about a person. Like,
side.
Are you a side sleeper? Are you a back sleeper? Are you a stomach sleeper?
I literally sleep like a zombie. Like, I lay down on my pillow, I look straight up at the ceiling, and I fall asleep like this.
Arms crossed across your chest.
Yeah.
So not like a zombie, a corpse.
Yeah,
a
corpse.
Like, before they become a zombie, like a dead body.
But you're usually, in a coffin.
Yes, in a coffin, exactly. But I'll usually do some, like, rolls, you know, first.
You
like,
flinch.
Yeah. I mean, Kobe slept with me before.
Adam flinches quite a bit in his sleep.
I don't think I flinch
But I think
that
it's because you're on your back.
No, no, no.
Every boy flinches
no,
in their sleep. I'm
say,
dead serious.
All men flinch, like, and they, like, they
It's a gender thing, I think.
They twitch. Yeah. Jack does the exact same thing.
Interesting.
I know he's falling asleep on the couch when we're watching a movie if I feel a twitch.
He just, like, starts, like, jolting?
I'm a stomach sleeper.
Okay.
Which is going to pose problems when I'm pregnant. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
You're face down.
Yeah, I'm face down.
How do you breathe?
Well, my head's tilted to the side.
Do you wake up with neck pain?
I put my arms under my pillow. I grip my pillow from underneath. And
okay, this is my thing about being a side sleeper. Sometimes I'm like too aware of my arms. Does that ever happen to you?
Only when I'm when I just spray tanned and I'm aware that my arms are going to get fucked up.
Oh, no. Like sometimes I'm way too aware of my limbs and I physically cannot fall asleep because I cannot get comfortable. Like I can't find a spot that's comfortable to put my arms.
Yeah. I have the same issue. I become too aware, but like it's of all kinds of things. Right. Like sometimes it's my arms, sometimes it's my legs and I'll need to like cross them under the covers and find the most optimal sleeping position. Katie, I will say never really took you for a full underhand grip of the pillow. Face down, turn to the side.
Face down, turn to the side, one leg up sometimes. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, figure four.
Yeah, yeah. Is that what it's called? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I have one leg, like, kind of like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, bent to the side of me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, but it's caused problems in my relationship because it, you know, it kind of causes, like,
it's not very intimate.
It's not a snuggle. It's not a spoon. It's like, I have to be face down.
So when you and Jack go to sleep together, do you always spoon or do you lay in your own separate areas?
So we have a ritual, actually, and it really is reminiscent of that Friends episode. Have you seen it?
Yeah. Well, I've seen the clip.
The turn and roll, tuck and roll. I forget what it's called.
I never watched Friends, so you might need to roll back for me.
So pretty much, I think it was Ross who was telling everyone, like, this is what I do. Was it Ross or was, I don't know. One of the guys, Chandler and Ross were involved in this. I don't remember who said what to who, but pretty much it's like the girl thinks that they're like spooning all night, but then he like rolls her over and then rolls back. So she doesn't know that he like had ever left her. You know
so
what I mean?
Okay, so I know what you're saying. So his arm just stays in the same position under her?
Yes, and he just like rolls her over and then rolls back over and he doesn't have her anymore and she's asleep so she doesn't even know.
Oh.
Like she's under the impression that they spooned all night but he like got his arm free and like got away from it. So I'm saying that I think I do that to Jack.
Okay.
Like he thinks that I'm spooning with him until he falls asleep pretty much, I think, maybe, but I retreat because I can't be touching any. No one can be touching me. I can't be touching anyone while I'm sleeping.
Yeah, like, I cannot fall asleep if somebody has me in a cocoon.
Yeah, so I like kind of roll out of the spoon. Like when I can tell he's falling asleep, I'm like, great. So I roll out of the spoon.
Yeah,
and then I'm on my own.
Yeah, I was gonna say my worst night's sleeps ever have been with men next to me.
It's really a skill if you can be spooning and sleep.
I honestly think men also can fall. There are so many men who can fall asleep anywhere in any position. Like sitting upright can legitimately hit REM sleep. And I think that just is a testament of that as well. Like they just fall asleep that fast. I don't know if it's even comfortable for them.
Do you fall asleep fast?
No, I think it must be just a gay thing for me. I don't know. Because I don't. But like every guy that I have slept with does. Like, for example, when I used to sleep with, he should not be named, like we would cuddle going to sleep and I would hate it because he radiated so much body heat.
Yeah.
And so I'd be like a freaking furnace. And I'm so serious. I would hear him snoring within like 2 seconds of us laying down.
He was a snorer.
And I would take hours to fall asleep be up the entire night because he was just radiating heat onto me.
To be fair, in the beginning, when Jack and I first started sleeping together regularly, we sleep together probably 4 or 5 nights a week. Like, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. Like, we're not together the whole day, but, like, we'll, like, meet up for nighttime.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Dinner or whatnot. But in the beginning, I just, like, didn't sleep. Like, I just had restless nights because I was, like, I want this to work. I want to be able to sleep with a man. But then I started to realize, like, I was like, oh, you don't have to spoon the whole night. I thought that you just, like, have to spoon the whole night.
That sounds like my worst nightmare. Because I would feel
guilty. It actually sounds like my personal hell.
I was like, oh, because in the movies, you know, when, like, the two people are woken up, like, in the horror movies, they're woken up in the middle of the night by, like, someone, you know, in the room with them. They're always, like, wrapped up in each other, I feel
intertwined.
Like. Yeah, or like in any movie, it's like, oh, I woke up, like Carrie Bradshaw woke up in the middle of the night, she's spooning Aiden. Like, they're always spooning. Like, I didn't realize that it was, you know, maybe not something fictional. That everyone, well, I don't know. Maybe there's some people out there who can totally spoon and sleep, but I could not.
But I think there definitely are.
Took time. And also, I think every man just radiates heat. Like, Jack is so hot.
Like a furnace.
Yes. Like, I'm like, don't touch me. Like, especially now, because I think it's the dreaded time of year where my building turned the air conditioning off.
Oh, no.
I woke up this morning and I was hot. Like, my air conditioning was not cold.
But also, it was kind of hard for you because heat rises and your bedroom is on
the second floor.
Yeah.
But no, it's really hard for me. I'm living a really tough life here in the West Village.
I wish you had a screen door.
It's such a hard life.
Well, I have a screen. I do.
Oh, then you should open that.
But it's just hot outside. Like, it's
not at night, though.
Yeah, it's been like 50 degrees at night.
True, but the people across the way have their air conditioning, like the outdoor thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And it's loud. But again, champagne problems. Yeah. Champagne problems living with my 2-story West Village apartment. I think I'll be okay.
Did you see all the drama about Con Ed, like, ripping people off?
Yes.
Is there anything happening about that? Like,
I have a friend who's electric bill was $900.
They're gonna definitely have a settlement. Like, we're gonna get money back.
Because I was gonna say, like, mine hasn't been $900, but the boys and I, it's been definitely like 300 plus.
No, they came out and they said, they're like, we're sorry, we fucked up, and someone's suing them. It's one of those, like, is it a class action?
Yeah.
Where, like, years later, we'll finally get money for
it'll be, like, $5.
Findmassmoney.com.
But the thing is, it's, like,
a version of that?
I know you're talking about.
My dad always texts and tells us that we should go look at it. It's just, like, random places that you might have extra money lying around.
Oh.
I see this
stuff
all the
time. It's, like, a state thing.
I see.
There's a specific one for Massachusetts, and it's called Findmassmoney.com.
So is this like, it guides you to, let's say, like, oh, if you bought Hasbro gummy bears in the last 5 years, you may be entitled to blah blah blah, blah.
Like, I don't even know.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Based on what it's
usually like a search engine for like class actions.
$16 or something. But one of my sisters actually had like $100 lying around somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's just unclaimed, like the money that you're owed, and if you don't collect it in like 3 years or something, it goes away. At least I know that. We were talking about that actually at my gym, about the COVID test one. Like, if you got a COVID test from a certain like CityMD type place and you had to pay out of pocket for it,
I remember this one.
They are reimbursing you for that.
Oh, that's the thing now?
Well, you get like $10 back.
Oh, yeah, so you don't get the full $75?
Is that how much they cost?
I had to pay that.
I don't know. All I know is I looked at what I was getting back and it was like $14.
Oh, so it's not worth the headache.
It was like under $20. Yeah. Like, I don't think it was like you.
Yeah.
Maybe I needed to like push them and prove that I got more. I don't even know.
Yeah.
But I do know that that was like a big one that someone like sued because they're like, why were we paying out of pocket for COVID tests?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, we shouldn't have, you know?
Yeah.
Because I also had terrible insurance. So maybe that had something to do with that.
Yeah.
Know. But I digress. I digress.
How do we even get on this topic?
Con Ed.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
Just fine and dandy.
You tell us.
Yeah.
I mean,
birthday boy.
Yeah. Wait, I want to hear from your perspective because there was a plan for a surprise party for Adam's birthday on Saturday. I'd say your roommate mainly spearheaded it.
Yeah.
Alex. But I want to know, like, did you actually know or not? Like,
no, I seriously had no clue.
I thought you for sure knew.
No.
Because, like, I feel like you know everything. Like, I just... Yeah.
No. I was honestly so shocked and surprised. Like, basically, the way that I thought things were going down, or obviously, we talked about this on the podcast, thought I was going to be in London, so I'd kind of written off my birthday. I was like, okay, I'm not doing anything, because I knew that I was going to have to fly out on Saturday. So I was like, the only time I could even have a birthday thing at that rate would be Friday, and I already had plans to go to that random DJ, who turned out to not be so random.
Yeah, apparently, you kept saying he's really random, famous. And then I saw, like, so many people were also there, so...
Yeah, Mal P, I don't know if you've ever heard of him. He's so hot, and also that venue was sick.
What was it?
Under the K Bridge.
Was it actually under the K Bridge?
I think it's called the... I don't know if it's actually called... Okay, backtrack. It's called the K Bridge because people do ketamine under there.
Oh!
When they go to raves and stuff like that.
I thought when you said K Bridge, like, it was like... That was a bridge.
Like the BK Bridge?
Yeah,
well, so
yeah.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, it could actually be called the K Bridge.
Wait, but I'm looking this up.
I know it as the K Bridge, is what I was told. And it was the sickest venue I think I've been to for a concert because it's under literally two highways that cars are actually driving over. And it's this massive space.
Yeah, it is the...
Is it called the K Bridge?
Kazuko Bridge in Greenpoint.
Where is that? Oh, amazing.
Oh.
In Greenpoint. So, okay. So I was like, K for ketamine?
I really thought it was called the K Bridge.
Well, it's probably...
I think it is.
K for...
That's an insider term, I guess.
Okay.
Kazuko, I think is how you pronounce it, Bridge in Greenpoint. But it looks really sick from the Google images.
No, guys, such a cool venue. And they have a bunch of like light situations going on under it that are just blasting all over the bridges. And it's like two active bridges. Like, there are cars that run over this bridge. And it's like DJs that perform these massive shows under here. And there were, I think, probably like 1,000+ people at this venue.
Crazy.
It was huge. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
But it was so much fun. But anyways, how did we get on this topic? Oh, so with my birthday party, I knew that I had that concert already going
on
Friday. And so I was kind of like, okay, fuck my birthday, whatever. But then obviously last week I got out of the work trip. And so it was super last minute. And so I was like, okay, for my birthday, I'm just going to do a dinner with everybody on the Monday, is what I kind of decided to do, AKA yesterday. And so come Friday, I think it was like a few days before, Alex, my roommate, just got a new job. And so he basically came to me like on like Tuesday of last week and was like, hey, like, I'm thinking about getting drinks with a few of the guys to celebrate the new job. Would you want to do that? And in my head, I was kind of like, that is so weird. Like, Alex would never plan his own celebration. Like, he would not want to celebrate a new job. He's like just so low key, like,
yeah,
under the wraps, like complete opposite of like me. Like, he wants to, like,
he wouldn't want to make a big thing out of
it. Yeah, he wouldn't want to make a big thing of it. But if somebody, you know, threw something for him, he would totally like dive into it, but he wouldn't do something on his own. So I thought that was a little bit strange. And truthfully, I was actually mad as fuck at him because he was basically like, hey, me and the guys are getting drinks on Saturday to celebrate my new job. And I was like, what do you mean you and the guys are getting drinks to celebrate your new job on Saturday? Like, why am I the last to hear about this plan? Like, I'm your best friend. So I was pissed about it, but I was going to keep that a little secret because I was like, I'm not going to make this about me. So I actually think that the guys, like, the disguise of this surprise being initially me being mad, like, really helped out with it because I wasn't like asking any additional questions about it.
Yeah. You were I think I'm on the outs with Alex. I think Alex hates me.
No, literally. I was like, he must be mad at me or something.
I can't be pushing any buttons today. Today's not the day for that.
Exactly. So that's what he told me we were doing. And so come Friday, we go to this concert. We're out until 3 a.m. I mean, Katie, you also had a night. You were out until like 4 or 5 a.m., right?
4.
And so I was down bad on Saturday.
So was I.
And so Alex comes home. He and I are like, oh my God, we feel horrible. I can't believe we have to go to Drift Inn to celebrate Alex getting a new job, basically. And so we go sit in the sauna at the gym. We kind of revive a little bit. And Alex is like playing a really good game with this. He's like, maybe we shouldn't go. Like, maybe we should just stay home. And knowing that I would be like, no, of course we're going to go celebrate your new job. Like, forcing him to go. He just like plays such a good game.
I was worried that he would like crumble because I feel like he couldn't. I feel like he's like such a truthful guy. Like, I feel like he wouldn't lie to you, you know?
I know.
So this being like a full on lie that he like spearheaded,
he must have been so proud of himself.
I was so worried he was going to crumble because Alex is like the nicest guy on planet Earth.
I know. And he seriously like did such a good, I swear all my life, I had no idea. Where things did get a little bit awry was that basically we were going to leave and he was like, let's call an Uber. And I was like, no, we're going to the Drift Inn. It's on the West Side Highway. Like, let's just bike. It's like a 10-minute bike and it'll be free. Like, we all have the City Bike membership. Alex is like, classic fucking Adam making this difficult. And so what he was worried about is he checked the City Bike maps. And if we were going to park our bikes near the Drift Inn on the City Bikes, there was only one bike slot available at each of them.
You can do that?
You can check like the City Bike racks to see how many spots are available.
I had no idea.
And there were no bike racks that were close to Drift Inn that had three available for me, him, and Mahi.
Yeah, there's three of you guys.
And so basically what was going on in Alex's head at that time is he was like, we're going to park separately. Adam's going to open up his Find My Friends to find me, aka him. And so I pull up Find My Friends and I'm like, wait, why is my roommate from college at Drift Inn? And then why are Katie and Shay at Drift Inn? But everybody else had turned off their location.
Well, so do you get notified when people do that now, or did they take that feature away?
You don't get notified.
We didn't stop sharing with him. They just turned their locations off in general. Like, no one could see their location. Yeah, yeah. Like, I couldn't even see their location. But I was not told.
I literally don't even know how to do that. So if I were here, I would have been a spoiler as well.
But honestly, like, it did in my head, I was like, I wonder if they're surprising me. But then I was also like, but actually,
isn't there a world in which Shay and I were just getting drinks?
No, exactly.
And your friend from college were just getting drinks. I'm like, I don't think that that really foiled the plan.
No, it didn't at all. But like, I was still so worried. Surprised.
I was like, damn it, leave it to me.
No. I was still so, I still had no idea. Like, in my head, of course, I was like, oh, I wonder if they're surprising me. But then I was also like, wait, like, I'm sure Katie and Shay are just getting a drink because also we had dinner plans at 5:30. So I was like, oh, maybe Katie's just getting a drink. Oh,
leave it to Adam to like make a plan. Even though we've already planned it, like, we've already planned your day.
I was ready. And I was ready to plan it out.
Let me get involved without even knowing.
We've talked about this so many times. Like, if you want to do something for your birthday, like, you need to be the one to spearhead and plan it.
Right.
That being said, I was actually really surprised because I did say in my head, like, okay, there is a world where Katie and Shay are just getting a drink. And also, like, so I finally find my Hey and Alex, and I'm like, wait, guys, so weird. Like, there's so many people at Drift Inn right now that we know, and they were like, oh, yeah. Like, I told Tim to come to celebrate my birthday. Like, Tim was my roommate from college.
Not birthday, the promotion.
Your promotion.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, like, that totally makes sense. And then I'm sure Katie and Shay are just getting a drink. So anyways, we go in and Alex is like, do you see Katie and Shay? And then I look straight ahead and I see all you guys at a table.
Yeah.
So I was really surprised.
There's like 15 of us. Alex had gotten a lot of us together.
I know.
Like, 15 people.
I don't deserve him. He's so sweet. I don't deserve all of you. That was honestly, like, just the best birthday ever. I felt bad though because I was down bad. Like, I could barely even finish one drink.
You walked up and you're like, oh, I wish I wasn't wearing this. You were like, darn it, if I would have known I was having a surprise party, I would have worn something different.
No, literally, I hated my outfit.
You looked,
I was like,
so good.
Damn it.
You looked totally fine.
Then I was like, so guys, like, should I cancel dinner at 5:30?
I would have done whatever you wanted to do, but
well, also, we all hung out for like two and a half hours, and then I was like,
yeah.
And then I knew that I still had my birthday thing on Monday. So it literally went from me basically having no birthday plans to having this surprise party on Saturday. Oh, this is another funny thing. So my mom and dad were going to come on Saturday. So, like, did you hear about this part?
On Saturday?
Yeah.
So the plan wasn't always Sunday. It was Saturday.
No. So the plan was always Saturday for my mom and dad to come. Like, basically, my mom called me. She was like, hey, dad and I are going to come. We're going to take you to dinner on Saturday. We'll just come for a day trip or whatever and hang out. And so I told Mia that my parents were coming because Mia was like, oh, what are you doing this weekend? And I was like, oh, like, my parents are coming. And so Mia's like, fuck. And so Mia texts Alex and is like, did you know Adam's parents are coming? And Alex is like,
you didn't tell
no.
Alex that?
Well, I think I just happened to be talking to Mia about my, like, because it was so quick that it all happened. Like, my parents just called me and they were like, hey, we're coming on Saturday.
Yeah.
And so I was texting Mia at the time about what I was doing that weekend.
Oh,
and
I see.
She immediately texts Alex. I just didn't, like, happen to not be with Alex that day. I don't know if I was at work or what, but she texts Alex and my parents are coming. Alex is like, fuck, text my mom. And it's like, Sweet, sweet Alex. Hey, Mrs. Harrison, I hope this isn't too big of an ask, but like, we're throwing a surprise party for Adam. Do you think you can come a different day or something like that? If not, totally fine. You can absolutely join the party. Like, would love to have you, blah, blah, blah. And so Alex, I then tell Alex, I'm like, oh, by the way, like my parents are coming on Saturday. Because Alex asked me, do you want to go and get drinks on Saturday to celebrate my promotion or my new job? And I'm like, oh shit, like my parents are coming on Saturday. And he was like, oh, that's okay. Like, you know, it's okay if you miss it, like playing it down, knowing that I would be like, no. I'll tell my mom to not come. Like, it's totally fine.
See, Alex just crushed it. He crushed it.
And then I text my mom, and what is the excuse that she gives me? She's like, oh, totally fine. The dogs are getting blessed on 4th Street. I was like,
what does that mean?
I was like, what?
The dogs are getting blessed?
Yes.
What is that? Like Catholic thing?
Like they're getting baptized?
Like a priest came to downtown Annapolis and blessed all of the dogs.
Is this true or false? Like, actually?
So
I feel like this would be something that would actually be true.
So basically, I told Alex this happened. And then Alex is like, oh no, your mom made that up as just like a funny excuse as to why she could come on Sunday instead of Saturday. And so then my parents come on Sunday and I'm like, oh my God, mom, like, I can't believe you told me the dogs were getting blessed. Like, I totally believed it. And mom was like, what do you mean? Like, the dogs did get blessed. I was telling the truth. And Alex is That's just like, so I totally funny. Thought she was lying because what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, you would also think that would happen on a Sunday maybe, right? Like,
yeah,
the Lord's Day. But
so the dogs did get blessed on Saturday. The
dogs got blessed. Adam had a surprise party, and he mostly didn't know about it.
Yeah,
until he got.
I know so there. Many birthday events, and then the boys took me to San Sabino on Sunday night. Which, as we know on the podcast, I think I talked about this. I tried to go to San Sabino. It's a hot res in the city with that boy who had celiac disease, and we couldn't eat anything.
Mm.
Not great.
So round two was when you could eat everything.
Round two was successful.
Your birthday.
And then last night,
birthday Eve.
Last night, two people had to drop off dinner, so I was able to go to the place that I wanted to go to.
You've had a fabulous 3-day birthday.
Guys, it was like the best birthday ever. It was good. So fun.
And
I loved
cheers
it.
To 28. 28.
I know.
Gonna be even better.
Amen.
I hope so.
28 was great for me, so it'll be great for you, I'm sure.
That's true. You found a boyfriend. Maybe I'll find a boyfriend at 28.
Well, boyfriend was technically 27.
Oh, you're right. 27.
But 28 was the year. I've learned a lot about myself in year 28.
That's good. What's your top three things you've learned? Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses.
So a lot of us know that shopping for dad, shopping for boyfriend, shopping for men is very tough. Last Christmas, I was kind of freshly dating Jack and didn't really know what to get him. So I went to Uncommon Goods and I got him an Arsenal book. That's his soccer team that he supports. And it's a collection of different news printings from the past 50 years of Arsenal's history. So it was really great gift. He loved it. I also got him a customized candle, and I got my dad a whiskey creating kit. Like, you can DIY your own whiskey. There's a ton of good stuff on there.
Uncommon Goods has the most meaningful out of the ordinary gifts on the market, and like Katie said, they even have gifts that you can personalize. Uncommon Goods will be at Grand Central Holiday Fair in Vanderbilt Hall and Grand Central Terminal in New York City, November 11th through December 24th. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/matchmade. That's uncommongoods.com/matchmade for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Happy holidays. Okay, guys, so you know that we love a good skincare and makeup routine, but did you know how you apply these products to your face can make all the difference?
Anisa Beauty has been changing the game with their vegan and cruelty-free brushes since 2019. Their Pinnacle Foundation Brush is a fan favorite and has gone totally viral for a reason.
The Pinnacle Foundation Brush is seriously the key to flawless application. I could use the cheapest foundation, and this brush makes it look like I'm wearing a $200 formula. It's that good.
It's all in the design. The brush triangular shape fits every corner of your face, so you can use it for foundation, contour, highlight, basically all your liquid and cream products.
And don't forget about their skincare brushes. The Pinnacle Skin Brush has completely changed how I apply my serums and moisturizers. No more using my hands. This brush ensures everything goes on smooth and evenly.
So check out the Pinnacle Foundation Brush and more at anisabeauty.com.
Use code MATCHMADE for 30% off site-wide. That's ANISABEAUTY.com.
Check it out.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Oh my gosh, don't ask me that. I have one more month before I answer that.
Okay, true.
You answer that. What did you learn in 27 then?
The top three things I learned in 27?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah, that'd be like a thinker. That's a thinker. Yeah. That's one of those where, well, so I'm going to be on this podcast tomorrow, which I'm very excited about. And the host texted me and was like, hey, what's like, make sure you know your rose and thorn. Like they do like the rose and thorn on their podcast. And I was like, wow, I'm really glad that you told me that because I am so bad in the moment identifying those things. Unless it's like a circle activity where there's like 10 people to go before me and I can like think.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at like on the spot questions like that because then I will proceed to overthink like why I didn't say the other things that are actually my rose and thorn.
Yeah.
For the next like 5 to 7 days.
I'm exactly the same thing, the same way. And also I overthink everything in the moment. And then when I hear people go after me or the next person say something, I'm like, I could have said something way better. But I just didn't have time. And is it your rosebud or your rose and thorn for the week? What is a bud? Somebody asked me for my rosebud thorn
something
recently.
Something you're looking forward to.
A bud is like a rose that hasn't bloomed yet. It's something that you're looking forward to. Yeah.
Well, somebody asked me that about fashion week.
What did you say?
And I was like, I don't even know what a bud is.
Your bud would be for it to be over.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. Because it's a set amount of time. So there's nothing that can really...
Well, yes, so Katie, are you going to give your rosebud and thorn for the week or is it for your life?
She just
life,
said
or?
Rose and thorn. Oh, for the week.
Oh, it's for
like
the week.
For the week or for like right now, I guess. Like when, not right now.
Where you're at.
But like where when I'm podcasting.
Okay.
I'm probably going to say my rose is that I made a beef stew yesterday.
Your rose wasn't that you got to go to my birthday dinner?
That, well, no, but it's going to be tomorrow. So
you were like, happier to make a beef stew than celebrate my birthday?
That's not totally true, but the beef stew is gonna be really good, so
that's fair. I still have never eaten anything you made in your crock pot, I don't think.
Oh, I gotta work on that. But unfortunately I have a very hungry boyfriend who eats like 3/4 of whatever I make in the crock pot. I don't know why I just thought of this. Have you guys seen on Netflix, there's this show, it's like Worst Ex Ever.
No.
Have you seen this? It's like very I feel like relevant for our podcast because it's like about dating.
Yeah.
I want to double check that it's called Worst Ex Ever.
Is it like The Secret Lives of the Mormons?
Yeah, no, Worst Ex Ever.
I want to watch that.
I also want to see that, but this is 3 episodes. It's like from people that created Worst Roommate Ever. It's like a true crime, but it's really crazy. Like it's about people's exes that like go on to like, it's just like really like horror stories.
But like they kill people.
That or they like try to like it's just they're just like bad exes, like these people are like for the most part like something's wrong with them, I think. But it's really, I don't want to say it's like great because it's like chilling, like you watch it and you're like, oh my god. But it's, I think it's like a really good watch. Everyone needs to watch it because okay. it like kind of shows you what to not to do in a relationship, like when you start to sense like the red flags. If you're like feeling that there's a red flag, like take that intuition seriously. But it's a really good, really well done show, I should say.
Is it like a mini series or a documentary or what's
mini
the format?
Series. Mini it's series. 3 episodes. Each episode's about a different relationship. None of them are related to each other. It's like three
are
separate,
they all real though?
All real. And it's like documentary style. But it's very good.
And you watched it?
I've binged it.
Is that good?
Yes. It's like 3 episodes, I think an hour long each.
Maybe I'll watch this tonight.
No, you should watch it.
After we record, I wanted to
really
rot,
well
so.
Done.
No,
like, I love
so tired.
A documentary like that. I mean, it's obviously, it's like upsetting because it's like, oh my God, I can't believe that like, these people went through this.
Yeah.
But that one, it's the spinoff from Worst Roommate Ever, which the roommate one was insane. Like I watched that one when it came out like last year. Anyway.
Oh, I haven't watched that either.
Netflix is no business being as good as it is right now. Like, there are so many shows out right now.
Selling Sunset.
Yeah, but not even on Netflix. Like, there's, is Tell Me Lies? That's like Hulu, right? Hulu has a bunch of things.
Is that the one with Selena Gomez?
No, that's Only Murders in the Building, I think.
Did that come out?
That's also on Hulu.
Did that come out, the new season of Only Murders?
I don't know. There is a, whatever the new season was that was last year, I still haven't finished. But Tell Me Lies is so sexy this season. I'm really into it. Some people don't like it.
Wait, I've never watched it before.
Oh, it's such a good show.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, so it's... I'm trying to think of, like, a comparable show, and I can't think of one. But I would kind of compare it to, like... In terms of the fact that a lot of the episodes are just build up and not too much happening... Maybe like The Morning Show, in that sense, that there's a decent amount of filler episodes that are still enjoyable to watch.
Okay.
But it's about like a toxic relationship.
It's based on a book.
It's not about that at all. It's so good.
Based on the book, Tell Me Lies, by Carola Lovering, I think is her name.
Okay.
Carola I have no idea. Lovering,
I think. She also
I'm not
wrote
a bookworm.
By Baby, but yeah, it like starts out in college. Like they're in college.
Yeah.
And it's like, but it's one of those, it's like, it's romance, but it's just like, it's frustrating. It's a frustrating
watch. It's so toxic. But in a good way.
It's a good frustrating.
Okay.
It's kind of like Vampire Diaries.
I've never watched
Vampire Diaries. Okay. Oh my God. Vampire Diaries is so good.
And I say that, like, it's not like, there's no like fantastical, like it's not fantasy. It's not like, there's not like vampires and werewolves and stuff, but it's like that in the sense of like the characters, sometimes you're like annoyed with them. Like Elena, like going back and forth to all these like the different brothers and like whatever, like just being how Elena is in that series. It's right. Similar to that. It's like frustrating, but it's also like you just like are dying to know what happens next.
Okay.
Noted. And my roommate read the book and she said that she couldn't even like think of the show as being related to the book because it's so different.
I kind of like that. Did you guys watch The Perfect Couple?
I did.
Of course.
And I liked the book way better.
Oh,
coming
really?
From the not bookworm. Yeah.
Okay, bookie over there. I know.
Look well, you at also, me. I read one book.
You read it so freshly.
I was a novelist.
Before, like, you finished the book and then the series came out. Like,
yeah.
I read the book, like, 7 years ago.
And I've never read another Ellen Hildebrandt book, but there's so much detail and backstory to all of the characters and the whole plot that it's just completely grazed over in the show. And I completely agree. I listened to the Morning Toast recap this morning, actually, of it.
Oh, I haven't listened to that yet.
And they had such a good critique that the whole entire show, they're literally just in the house.
Yeah.
And obviously, Nantucket is like a beautiful, picturesque little town. And in the book, they're not only in the house. They go back and forth from the house to New York City to wherever. Like, there's just so much going on, and they literally are only in the house or the police station.
I was going to say, I feel like the police station or, like, the police captain's house, but, like, barely.
Like, they're inside the whole time.
Yeah. Maybe there was bad weather when they were filming.
Wait, so was the plot the same, though, between the book and the show?
No, the ending is completely different.
Well, the plot. Oh. The plot's the same.
Like, the plot is the same, except the characters are less annoying in the book, too.
Oh. I mean, obviously, we're not going to give any spoilers, but, like, I could not predict the ending. Like, I did not think it was going to be the person that it was.
Me neither. Was it different in the book?
Yes.
A different person?
No.
Okay. So the same person.
The end comes together. No.
Oh, so I just said different person? You said no. So just to backtrack.
In the book, I don't want to spoil it.
Just tell me offline. Tell me offline. Yeah. But okay.
It makes sense that it's not the same person and not a different person
than
the book.
I thought the ending was really good. Like I
did too. I liked it.
See, here's the thing. When I finished this show, I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I loved it. And then I start hearing all the critiques and I'm like, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should be more critical. But really, like, I enjoyed it. But also, my standards are pretty low
for TV. I still liked it. It was a great viewing experience and a great cast.
Low standards for TV these days. I don't know why.
It was a pleasant watch, but coming off the book, I felt like they missed so many opportunities, and it was just way too short.
Okay.
See, I kind of liked that. I like these, like, snappy Nicole Kidman short series. Well, also the entire time I thought that they were all like on psychedelics and like going crazy. Like the dinner scene, I was like, what the fuck is going on at this
dinner? Doritos? What a random.
Yeah. I don't know. And also, just having come off the book, I didn't feel like the casting was like on point at all, because nobody looked, aside from Nicole Kidman, she I think was like a perfect cast, obviously, because that is where she thrives. distressed mother.
The rich coastal distressed.
No, yeah, the rich, rich coastal distressed mom.
Exactly. But everybody else looked completely different.
Amelia is actually, in real life, she's a Nepo baby. Yeah. Her dad is Bono.
But did I don't know who that is.
I thought she looked so familiar.
Bono. That's probably why. Everybody keeps saying that. And
you
I don't too. Know who
Wait,
that is.
She must look exactly like her dad.
Too. He's a singer in U2.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's a Nepo baby.
Okay, she must look exactly like her dad then, because I remember looking at her and being like, your face
well,
looks so familiar.
Well, she was also in that thriller. I forget what it's called, but she had a bob, and there was like a knife in the trailer. Like, the minute we started watching this show, Jack was like, oh my God, I've seen her in something else. And it was this other show that was really popular.
Interesting.
Like, a couple years
so
ago.
So interesting.
Anywho, a lot of good TV. I have not watched Tell Me Lies, the new season. But I've heard good things. I just haven't had a chance, but I will.
And that's the pop culture recap.
And the new Selling Sunset is out. I'm like 4 episodes into that.
I get so much TikTok content about the Selling Sunset girls. Like their outfits.
Yeah, I mean.
But they're not actually making that much money.
I want to know. Like, just out of curiosity, the next time I'm in LA, I'm going to go to an open house or something to see if people are actually wearing the outfits that these girls are wearing. They're showing houses in, like, 7-inch Louboutins.
I mean, someone's got to do it.
Yeah, but a real estate agent is not walking around.
Yeah.
Like most of the time, they make you take your shoes off.
They've just done that from the beginning, I feel
like. I know.
They're always like
that. Yeah, it's like the sexy pencil skirt. Stiletto look.
House Hunters was never like that.
No.
House Hunters could never.
House Hunters raised me. So I recently watched it on a flight and it was appalling how ugly these houses were. Like in season 2, season 3, I'm like, oh my God.
House Hunters is also like when I found out how fabricated the entire show was, I was always so sad.
Yeah.
Like the couples had already like picked, moved into the whole deal of the house.
No, the thing is like they have to already have their home chosen before they go through the whole fraudulent process of trying to debate which house to go with. They've already nailed down their house. They've already put the money down.
Yes, yeah, signed the papers. I never watched House Hunters, but I loved Love It or List It, and that was the exact same thing. They already knew if they were going to love it or list it.
Mm.
But
fraudulent.
I never watched that anymore except for when I go to attend the dentist, and it's always on the TV when I go for my teeth cleaning. Still slaps, honestly.
See, when I'm at the dentist, like, my dentist has the TVs, and they're always like, here's the remote, turn something on, and I'm like, no, I'm about to, like, have you in my mouth for 30 minutes, and I'm going to be squirming.
I got to upgrade my dentist.
Oh, you should go to mine if your insurance covers it.
It definitely doesn't, but I'm going to try to figure out a way to up my dental, because... Anyway, how thrilling this conversation about dentists are. Does anyone have any dating updates?
I got in trouble.
We should talk about that.
You did.
Adam got scolded.
I did. Well, I didn't get scolded. The boy found the podcast. Which, like, not that I was hiding it. Like,
which I said, inevitable. Inevitable. The thing about this is we can never hide. Like, this is part of our identity.
It's in our Instagram bio.
Yes.
So anyone we go on dates with that finds our Instagram is inevitably going to be like, ooh, what's that? Click it. Listen.
Yeah. But what I think is funny.
And which boy?
Fire Island.
Yeah.
Fire Island has located the podcast. If everybody wanted to hear a fun little update on Fire Island, is I got featured on the Instagram grid and he and I are right next to each other. And I was like, oh my God.
Sly. What does that like say to you? What does that like signal? Like,
I mean, I was like the third slide in the grid. Who's counting? I was like one, mid-dump. Two, three. I was mid dump.
I think mid dump is low key. Like that's a prize spot.
Yeah.
Because
it's,
agree.
You know, you're the first photo, like the second, I think the third photo, like when I think of the ones that I create, I feel like the third photo is a really good picture.
For usually. Sure. But it's also funny because like my head is just poking out and my collarbones look great. But like he definitely posted it because he looks like Hercules. Like,
yeah, I was trying to locate your lower body because there were so many Speedos and I was like, I didn't know you had one of those.
I was hiding because I didn't have one on.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm like, there's no way in hell Adam's wearing a Speedo.
I was quite literally
trying to find your lower body so hard.
Colby wanted to see me in a Speedo so bad.
I did. I really wanted to.
Wait, the amount
I've already seen you in your tighty whities.
I was about to say, the amount of content the girls have of me, just like in my little underwear.
Yeah, like at every time, every gathering, we always have a glimpse of Adam in his tighty whities.
I love walking around with just briefs on.
Are they briefs?
They're, yeah. So, like, a boxer brief is, like, a tighter boxer, but a brief is, like, basically a tidy whitey. Yeah, Captain Underpants. But,
so, okay, riddle me this, because, so, the ones with the shorts,
those are boxers.
But they're tight.
Proper.
Those are boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. So, like, the Calvin Klein, like...
Yes, boxer
ones,
briefs.
Those are boxer briefs.
Or trunks, if they're shorter.
What?
Ooh.
Trunks. So, a boxer brief...
Never heard that term.
A boxer brief is, like, 3/4 of the way down your thigh, slash, like, halfway down your thigh. A trunk is maybe 1/4 inch down your thigh. Or 1/4 down your thigh, not 1/4 inch.
This is news to me. I didn't know so what a the, trunk...
Like your bathing suit.
Exactly. A brief... is, you know, a Calvin Klein underwear model that has his thighs out. It's like the, it's like, yeah, it's like a Speedo, yeah, but like underwear.
Yeah.
Except you're making it seem like I wear just like these ugly, tidy whities. Like, no. I'm wearing like cute, nice Calvin Klein, yeah, like black, chic.
No, they're chic. They're, yeah, definitely chic.
Exactly.
They're definitely chic. But my favorite thing is where you wear a t-shirt with them and you just can't even tell that you're wearing them.
Oh, yeah, and then I just look
that's
naked.
That's how I sleep also, though.
Same.
I just walk around naked. But anyways, that picture was funny because it's like 4 boys in Speedos that are all jacked, and then it's just me poking my head out, like, next to this guy. No, yeah, Speedo in sight. Because I was also like, my non-Speedo cannot be in this picture. I was the only boy on Fire Island not in a Speedo. And I was like, the people can't know. So anyways, he posted me on my Instagram. Big step, guys.
On his Instagram.
On his Instagram. I texted him, and I was like, whoa, I made the Instagram.
What did he say?
Big day. What did he say? He was like, only good times featured on the grid or something like that.
Okay, and then what happened after that? Like, where are we? Where are we?
This boy is like, the amount of game he has is very, 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 very high. He's like next level game. So I'll give you an example. So we go to dinner. This is our third date, I think, at this point. Last Thursday, I think I saw him, or maybe last one. It was whenever after the night we recorded, I think, or like the day after. I think the last time I saw him was maybe last Thursday.
I think we recorded on Wednesday last week.
Okay, yeah. So I think
I think we did Monday.
You're right. I think I saw him on Thursday, I think.
Okay.
So we went to dinner on Thursday.
Day before your clubbing night, or your under the bridge.
Exactly. Day before under the K Bridge. A night before under the K Bridge. Anyway, so we go to dinner, and then we're leaving dinner. We go to this place called like La Lanterna something. It's in Greenwich Village, like a block below Washington Square Park, and it's this restaurant where you go back and it's Italian, very old school Italian, and then these 4 pillars all with lanterns in them. It's very interesting.
I'm looking this up.
It's like La Lanterna v Vittoria.
I feel like I've seen that on Open Table.
Oh, it's on McDougal.
Yeah. It's like in that area where like Comedy Cellar is.
Oh my god, it's beautiful.
It was cute, and honestly the food was pretty good.
Wait, I've never heard of this though. I've heard of it, but I've never like seen this visual before. I'm gonna go
there. And so their thing is they make pastas into lasagnas. That made no sense, but basically like they don't have normal pastas, they have a series of lasagnas. So for example, they have a cacio e pepe lasagna, and then like a beef bolognese lasagna. So it'll be like normal like pastas that you would get, but made into a lasagna form.
I'm intrigued. Oh, now I'm looking at Google images of the food and I see all the lasagna.
Yeah, so the lasagna was actually quite good.
Lasagna heaven.
So anyways, we are leaving this establishment. We had a nice little combo. We had a little drink, a little cocky, and we're leaving. We're walking aimlessly and I'm like, okay, so what's our move? And he's like, well, I could do 3 things right now. He was like, I could have a little sweet treat. I could have you, or I could have my bed. And I was like,
I would have goosebumps from head to toe.
I was like, whoa. Actually, what I did say is I was like,
he said that out loud.
Yeah.
That's sexy.
Here's the thing. It's like, I get like maybe like mustering up the courage to say that via text, but like you've been like thinking about it for a while.
Yeah.
He just like said that, like it came out of his mouth.
He's got game.
Like that is like a person that just oozes game.
And he says things like that all the time. Like he's got a
lot
of game.
He's just confident.
Yeah, he's very confident.
Good,
I mean,
for him.
He's hot. Like everybody I've shown the picture of him, they're like, that is probably the hottest guy you've dated.
He is really
Which
hot.
I think he's definitely up there with Hugh Should Not Be Named for sure. He's definitely very good looking dude.
Looks I think he's like, hotter than him.
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah, I mean, he's good looking for sure. And so anyways, he says that and I'm like, well, I think I'm a good option. So then naturally.
One thing led to another.
One thing led to the next. And then all of a sudden I'm naked again. I keep being naked on every single episode that we have.
Good.
So that's where we left off. So I haven't seen him since last Thursday.
No tidy whities.
No tidy whities. He did text me on Saturday. This is actually kind of funny. He was like, telling me what he was doing that day or something. And he was like, should I add you to my to-do list? I was like, oh God.
You showed me that text at your birthday drinks. Like, should I add you to my to-do list? And it took me a minute to realize, like, to-do list, why would you be on the to-do list? I'm like, oh, you're going to go to dinner or something? To do, he wants to do you. I get it.
Correct.
It was like a slow moment for me. Yeah. Took me a minute.
I was going to say, I got it.
No, I showed Katie and Katie was sitting there digesting it. And I was like,
yeah, I didn't get it. It wouldn't have worked on me.
Yeah.
I would have been like, oh.
Too analytical.
Jack doesn't talk like that to me. He lays it all out.
Yeah.
But that's mysterious. I like that for you.
Yeah, he's cute.
How exciting. So he's listening right now?
Oh, for sure. He's going to listen to this.
Did I say anything mean about him? I hope
no,
not.
No, we majorly hyped him up.
Oh,
you're
see?
Welcome.
Yeah, we're just boosting his ego even more.
He's so we called him hot like 15 times in this podcast already.
True.
You're welcome.
Okay, so like, where do you think the future lies?
I don't know. I think he's cool. So we'll hang out again, I'm sure.
Cool.
But I'm still keeping my options open because he could have a million boyfriends out there for all I know.
Yeah, you got to protect yourself.
Got to protect your peace.
Protect your peace, but not too hard. You know, you still got to like...
Oh my God. Wait, this is actually a fun update. Do you know the Dubai guy that I'm obsessed with? That I matched with on Raya?
Yeah. Yes. You haven't met him.
I haven't met him.
But you text all the time.
We have Instagram banter.
And Instagram.
He like claims he's going to come to the city.
He has an office on Wall Street. And so he's like, I'll be in the city eventually. But most of his time is spent in London and Dubai for work.
Goals.
Seriously. And he's such a cutie. And so anyways... He sent me like this paragraph message for my birthday. It was so sweet. But anyways, last week, I think I was drunk and I messaged him and I was like, oh, by the way, I'll be in London in October. Because I'll be in London for like a week and a half in October. I'm trying to force Colby to go. You're also welcome to come, Katie. We can have a little party in London.
Am I not allowed? What the fuck?
No, both of you are welcome. Colby and I just happened to be talking about it and she was like, I'm coming.
Yeah. Well, the Patriots are playing in London on October 20th. Which is the second weekend.
When are you going?
Wait, Katie, can you actually please go?
When are you going?
October 15th. You both can stay in my hotel room.
I'll think about it.
I have for free.
No, I know, but I'm in Austin.
Oh.
The 10th through the 14th.
Perfect. You can fly from Austin to London.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, we could also go like for the weekend and like extend on the opposite week.
Yeah.
Potentially.
That could be fun.
Ahead of your birthday.
Well, we have other birthdays, I think. Other friends' birthdays.
Oh.
Well, that's fine.
We'll figure it out.
We'll assess her calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll no, my birthday's the most important, though, so everyone best be in town.
Oh, okay. My calendar's marked
like,
for years.
I still really need to go to Stockholm, and I'm going to actually try and convince my dad that for Christmas he should send me to London to go to the Patriots game.
For Christmas, just 2 months ahead of time.
Yeah, that's what I did last year.
I mean, that's honestly great.
That's how I crowdsourced my... flights to Copenhagen last year. I got my Christmas present early.
Wait, we could totally do that and then bounce around. Like, we can go to a different city.
Yeah, let's assess our calendars because I would like to go to Europe. But
I still really want to go to Ireland, so I would do that after. And
I've
that's getting us closer to home.
Love.
And we'll it's literally a $25 easy jet.
Obsess. Okay, anyways. So back to
Dubai.
Me finishing my story. So Dubai guy, I told him that I was going to be in London that week that we just referenced. And he was like, wait. I'm going to be in London that week too. Our calendar's finally aligned. So he was like, I'll take you to all my favorite places, like blah, blah, blah. So we have a date planned.
Whirlwind.
Yeah. Amazing.
Romance in London.
Wait, so when?
Colby's like, so when?
Colby's like, well, where do I fit into this
when
plan?
When should no, so I not
I'm
like, be?
What? Yeah, I'm trying to be helpful for you.
Well, no, I want you to be there. Like, I'm bringing you on my date.
No.
Well, you can still stay in my hotel room. Like, even if I like, hang out with him one
you
night.
You so would bring a friend on a date. You are
I would.
You.
I can go out with my Hinge date from London.
Wait, we can do a double date. Wait, I should ask him if he has any straight.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Single friends.
That would be fun.
I just glitched. I could not come up with the word straight single friends.
Straight single friends. It is
straight
kind of
single
a,
friends.
A jumble.
Straight
it sounds like a band name.
Mouth. Straight single friends.
Yeah, it sounds like a band
true.
Name.
But anyways. I can bring both of you. That'd be so fun. Oh my God. And then we could record it on the podcast.
Match made in London.
I'm going to make Dubai guy that. Take all three of us on a date.
I mean, we really should go on tour. We already have the name.
Exactly.
Yeah. Match made in insert city here. Like we're actually like. We're,
wait, that'd actually be an iconic
we're
episode.
We're ready to tour.
It really was.
I think so too. We can go to the Patriots game as Colby is requesting.
Yeah.
Guys, we have the plans.
All right.
Anyways, I'm going to meet Dubai guy.
How exciting. That's going to be so fun.
I know. And soon I'm going to have to go back to Toronto. So Canada is on my bucket list too.
Yeah, because, well, you should recycle that text and be like, should I put you on my to-do list?
Canada?
Yeah. Like, when I come to Canada, you should recycle that.
You should just start banking his lines.
Yeah, right. Take notes. No, honestly, yeah, maybe
he's going to listen to this and be like, I hate you.
Wait, I'm going to text Jack and
well,
be like,
well, he had to have gotten it from somewhere too. But probably like a movie or something. That sounds like something fake people say.
I wonder what Jack would even say if I said, hey, I'm going to put you on my to-do list later. Like, I wonder
say it, please. And then report back next week.
I'm like blushing just thinking about that.
I can't even imagine Katie sending a text like that.
I don't talk like
you
that.
You don't sext?
No, I don't sext. I do not.
At all?
Like, not sexed, like, you know? We're not like talking about like that. Like,
doing each other later.
Like, not like talking out the sex via text, you know? Like, that's what a sext is. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, a sexting conversation is like you're having sex via text.
Okay, that's fair.
We don't do that.
You're just like, let's bang later?
There'll be like flirty banter, but not like that. Like, I say that because I remember during COVID.
Yeah.
Granted, it was a desperate time, right? I remember people on Hinge, like, and getting people's numbers, people that I, like, would probably never see. It was just, like, an endless... Everyone can kind of relate to this if you were single during COVID. Like, we were all just, like, starved for attention and intimacy. So I was, like, texting numerous people, and there would be, like, the off guy that would just, like, start sexting unannounced. Like,
add you on Snapchat and immediately send a shirtless photo.
But not even that. Like, just... And that would be, like, maybe more, like, dynamic. I feel like it was just, like, via text, like... Like, if I were with you right now, like, you wouldn't have any clothes on. What would you do to me? Like, what would you do to me next? Like, it was like that. And I was like, I don't like this.
Wait, I'm so bad at that. Whenever somebody says that, I'm like, I don't know.
No, I'm like,
I would.
I do the thing where I do like the typing. Like, I put like a letter in the box. So it looks like I'm typing, but I'm really just thinking because I don't know what to say.
What do you
ever do that?
Like, literally to those things, I always am like, you're just going to have to wait and find out.
No, literally.
No, I genuinely think...
That's literally, like, what I say.
I genuinely don't think it's, like, I am, like, I am above sexting. I just am not creative enough for that with that
But who
realm.
Is? People who write erotic novels.
Literally, because, like, I don't know what to say. Like, I'm much better in person.
It's so cringy.
I can't, like,
thinking about sitting there.
No, literally. Wait, do you guys remember that guy that I wanted... Okay, you guys are going to literally roast me for saying this. That guy I went on a date with who I blacked out on Six Martinis.
Six Martinis. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Sorry. I knew. But the guy that I dropped him off at the PATH train, he lives in Hoboken. Yes. We haven't seen each other again. It's been years, but we still talk on Instagram. Just like ring a bell.
This is ringing bells. Yeah.
So anyways, he sexts me on Instagram DM nonstop all the time, like crazy shit. And he'll do that. He'll be like, what would you do to me?
I hate that.
And literally my response is always, you'll have to see it in person to find out.
Literally, always, when in doubt, be elusive. Like, if you don't know what to say, don't say you don't know what to say. Just, like, be, like, elusive about it.
Yes.
But that's, like, does he ever think about his digital footprint? Instagram?
His Instagram DMs.
Does he send it with the bomb? You know what I mean? Where it, like, goes away?
In vanish mode?
If he sends me a pic, yeah, it's always, like, a bomb.
The vanish mode.
Wait, I didn't even know there was, like, a... private photo option on Instagram.
Oh yeah, if you send it with a bomb, then it goes away forever after X seconds.
It's like Snapchat.
I did not know that.
God, I remember when Snapchat was new and it was like so crazy. Like, it was the craziest concept. No, like
Snapchat was not crazy at first for me. It was like dog filter, and then it graduated to like hearing about everybody sending nudes. But, like, that didn't even... It was very innocent in the beginning, I feel
like. I don't
know.
I feel like in high school, it was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like, nude-wise?
It definitely got crazy.
Like, and here's the thing. I wasn't receiving any of these, but I was hearing about it. Like, stories of, like, girls, like,
having... Yeah, but then people were, like, screen record. Like, there were all those things.
Like, you can get around it. Yeah. Now, here's the thing.
But now
you always got to be aware of your digital footprint, okay? Because once it goes out, you can't control what happens after that. So... That's just word to the wise.
My nudes are all over the internet for sure.
I mean, so are like a lot of celebrities, and they still get over it just fine.
Okay, perfect. That makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Mom, don't listen to this. Katie or Colby, what's going on with your pen pals?
Well, I kind of gave Katie this update last night. Well, luckily the hot cocoa person has not reached back out, which thank God.
Well, honestly. Good. He needs to cancel himself for asking right. you to get hot cocoa when it's 90 degrees.
Exactly. And then the guy that I went out with last week was like, I'm down to get another drink when you're free, which like is very nice. And at first I was thinking I would see him again, but then literally all weekend when he was texting me, like I just had no interest in texting back. So I was like, I am just not going to see this through any longer.
Yeah, that's a telltale sign. Him. Yeah.
If you're not excited, I mean, yeah, we've been over this. It's like, if you're not excited.
Right. It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
But then I put in some hours on Hinge on my travel day back on Sunday. And I saw a couple of people that looked like they deserved to like. Good. So I liked them. So we'll see what happens there. And then I'm here this weekend and I want to go stake out. I actually am going to go to Hoboken this weekend.
Colby thinks all the hot guys are hiding in Hoboken.
I do. I think like more low-key
okay.
guys are in Hoboken. My friend just moved there and said that there's a lot of tall guys. So I'm going to go there at some point. I am going to a housewarming on Friday night.
Is that the path train that goes
yeah.
there? Yeah.
Wait, the housewarming's in Hoboken?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And then...
Cool.
On Sunday, I want to go stake out at a bar and watch football.
I would do that.
Sly. Katie, you here this weekend?
I'm here. Yeah.
All right, let's have a crazy weekend.
I'm here. Yeah. I don't know if I can have a crazy weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, you're chill?
Well, I'm just having some stomach problems from last weekend. I think I had too much liquor. I think my stomach is, like, rebelling. I had so many martinis. Friday night at Danielle's party. I like actually.
Yeah, give us like the quick recap on Danielle's party.
Okay, in a nutshell, because I'm sure you're going to probably, anyone listening that watches our vlogs are going to see it four different ways like on YouTube. But we went to Maison Close, which was incredible restaurant, but we went at 10 p.m. So it turned into a club and like everyone was like dancing on the tables. There were like.
So cool.
Exotic dancers. Yeah. Like they were like, there was some stripping going on, but it wasn't like. Colby's water.
It was not a gong.
That was
it really sorry. Sounded like it though.
I know.
It was really fun.
Okay, exotic dancers.
Drank so much. Oh my God. There was dinner. I ate dinner before. I don't know what happened to me. I was just really excited about Danielle's birthday. I don't know. Like so excited Danielle was born. Got carried away, drank a lot, but then the group kind of split off and some of us went to Common Ground and we thought it'd be an excellent idea. I don't know who's like spearheaded this. I think it was Danielle, but getting a limo to take us from Maison Close to Common Ground. So we just like, we're in a limo.
Were there just limos parked outside of Maison Close?
Yeah, like, of course. For this exact purpose. Drunk girls wanting to go for a ride. So we got them down. We negotiated the price.
Okay, good.
Went to Common Ground. Went to Jack's after that because he was like, he had gone home earlier, I guess. Because I got home at 4 a.m. So he was in bed asleep. And I was like... I'm coming over. I could not figure out how to open his front door because I was that fucked up. And I gaslighted him and said that his key, because he like gave me his key. I was like, your key is broken. Fully wasn't. It was user error. And then
Jack was like, no girl, you just drunk.
I came in like a menace. Menace. Like a literal, I'll spare everyone the details, but it was just.
Hot mess, Katie. Post Maison Close. Well, it sounds like a really fun night. I want to go to Maison Close so bad. Colby, didn't you go also?
Yeah, I've been a couple of times. It's crazy.
No, we should definitely go back.
But it's very expensive.
It was very. Like,
to people listening, it is crazy, but you need to be prepared to empty your piggy bank.
I'd say it's like $5 signs. Like, it's definitely, I was,
The drinks are at least $30. I'd say if you're getting a singular cocktail.
Yeah, and the food, I mean, to be fair, a lot of food came out. Like, we were well fed. And
so it's like a prefix.
The vibes were immaculate. Yeah, it was like shareable.
Oh, okay.
It was shareable. We all like, it was one of those, but oh my God, I had such a good time.
Love.
Danielle always knows what to do. She always knows the vibes. And I was like, wow, good on her. Having like a dinner like that, like was such a good idea. And like you too. Like, I think, I'm like, am I really having a party?
Yes, you are. And it's going to be stellar.
I feel like people like look forward to your party every year. They're like, that's their Halloween plan.
Yeah, but I get nervous. No one's going to come.
My friends from Boston literally were like, oh, should we come for Katie's party again? And I was like, yeah.
All right. I'm glad that it's memorable.
Yeah.
Anyway. Wait, how far is it? Are we going to have a pregame? Should we get another limo?
So no, it's going to start early. So I don't even think. Like, okay. I'm starting earlier this year. in hopes that everyone can be like home earlier. So I feel like last year was like late night. I don't know. It's earlier.
Okay. I'm excited.
So like no need for a pregame, but like dinner and then. But we're not even there yet. I haven't even figured out my costume yet.
True.
So
I have mine, I think.
What are you being? Is it a secret?
I'm not telling.
Can we do a duo? Like, what am I going to be?
No, there isn't a third character.
You already have a partner?
Yeah. Callie. She always does something with Callie. Yeah,
my friends can't come and then me abandon them with our costume. Well, actually, no. Like, it literally was just because last year we made such a grand statement. We were like, how are we ever going to compete with that?
Yeah.
And fair. So we came up with another dynamic duo.
All right.
I'm excited to see.
I'll be your manager. And with that, I think that's all we have time for, girls.
Yeah, it's getting dark and my stew is ready. So.
Katie's stew is ready to go. And yeah. With that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. Bye.
This banana pudding bun has been staring at me in the face.
Is it melting? Oh, I thought you were going to say it's melting.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.